Hi, this is Mr. Brown, and welcome to See What Show, the very first episode of the movie, TV, and DVD review podcast for regular folk. With me in the studio today is my friend and co-host,
Steve.
Say hi, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Today, we will share with you the movies and TV series and DVDs that we've watched. The basis of See What Show is born of frustration.
Yeah. How many of you have read newspaper reviews or movie reviews that have given away the ending of the show even before you've seen it?
Yeah, that totally sucks. And movie reviews that talk over your head.
Yeah, sometimes there are words which I don't understand.
Yes. And worse, they tell you things like, The Hulk was an art movie. Give it 4 stars. And you go there and watch it, and you realize it sucked.
It's more like a fart movie.
Yeah, fart movie. 1 star, you know. And then you go like, no, the CGI sucked. You know, the Hulk looked like a cartoon in a live-action movie, and it sucked.
Hulk bad.
But it was Li Ang. It was art. That's what the newspaper said. So we decided that we want to be like friends.
If the movie is good, we'll tell you it's good. If we think it sucks,
we'll say it sucks. Just like friends do. And we won't bluff you. That's what this show is about.
We don't get money for this one.
No, we don't get paid, right? We just tell you the truth. Nobody gives us money under the table. And we don't mind if people do. You can't whistle to save your life, man.
No, I can't.
To kick it off, we have a lot of interesting stuff to share with you. Today, we're going to talk about Gridiron Gang, The Host, Snakes on a Plane, Dead or Alive, Talladega Nights, Accepted, Pan's Labyrinth, Confessions of Pain, and The Host. So a lot of movies to share with you. Some of them are in the cinemas already.
Yep, and some of them have actually lapsed into oblivion.
Or DVD.
Oh yeah, they've gone to DVD.
Yeah. So the first movie I actually watched recently was Gridiron Gang.
So you want to start a football team?
Exactly.
Your neck is way, way out on this.
Everybody listen up. The gridiron is a football field. On the gridiron, we do it my way. Not your way. Your way got you here.
Yeah, how was that?
That was pretty good. I have to say, I was surprised. That was by The Rock.
I'm not convinced of The Rock as an actor.
I know, you were saying, I saw your face when I told you first time I watched Gridiron Gang. You were like, yeah, it's The Rock. Like, The Rock movie.
Dwayne Johnson.
Is this his name, Dwayne?
Yeah, his name is Dwayne Johnson.
Sad, isn't it?
I mean, this is a guy who's gone from WWE. Can you smell what The Rock is cooking?
Is that what he says?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't watch wrestling. So, man, I don't have that baggage, you see.
Yeah, so, like I do. But whenever I see his face on screen, I can't take it seriously.
Okay. But he's not too bad. And, you know, I was approaching this movie like, okay, it's a brain dead action movie, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Gridiron Gang, Prison. Oh, Prison Breakout movie, action. So I didn't really bother to go and check what the movie was about.
So you're definitely not an American football fan.
No, I'm not. So I watched it. Then I was like, sports movie.
Oh, typical sports movie. You're going to have your underdog. You're going to have your bad guy.
Yeah, but surprisingly, you know, despite the fact that I don't follow American football, and even my wife doesn't. And my wife was like, when she saw it, she went, this is a gangster movie. I hate gangster movies. You know, like the black gangster movie kind, like, you know, the hood. So she was very upset. Then we carry on watching, and it turned out to be a pretty decent movie because the storyline was pretty simple, but it was based on a real story of this coach who turns around the lives of kids who are juveniles in a sort of like a boys' home version, LA one. Of course, in LA, that juvenile detention center is really rough. Like, it's like jail.
Yeah, it's like, it's worse than Boys Town.
Yeah, it's worse than Boys Town. Those kids go in there for, like, you know, drive-bys. Yeah, drive-by, killing people. So,
pimping.
And they played American football to give them something to work towards.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like the Milo Soccer School.
Yeah, Milo Soccer School. So it was surprisingly enjoyable. Well, what I liked at the end was they showed, during the credits, the end credits, documentary footage of the actual coach guy.
So this was based on a real
story.
Real story.
Real dude. I mean, it dramatized here and there, but it was based on a real LA detention center, juvenile detention center. And some of the words that The Rock used
were the same things that the coach said.
Yeah. It was like word for word, verbatim. And it was very weird to watch the end part and the guy saying those very things that The Rock said in the movie. And some of the characters looked like they really drew from The Boys.
So they had like a lot of physical character referencing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then, you know, it's like, gosh, this a real guy. You know, this he was acting a real guy.
That kid.
Yeah, and they even had the token white fellow, which is very interesting. Like, you got, normally you have the token black guy, right?
Yeah, yeah.
In this movie, the token white guy, because everybody in the hood are black.
So it's...
Or I shouldn't say black, right? African-American.
So it's The Rock.
I don't know.
African-American, white.
I think he's supposed to be white. I know. He's very versatile, right? He can be Kiwi. Kiwi, yeah. He can be...
Black.
Native American.
Yeah.
He's done that before, right?
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
So he can be anything he wants.
Except Chinese.
Yeah. No, and is he white in this movie now? No, he's black.
He's black.
He's African American in this movie. So my wife was going like, is he black? I'm like, yeah, I think maybe his father was white. They never say.
Sounds like Michael Jackson.
Yeah. But it was a decent movie, surprisingly enjoyable. Okay, what have you watched recently?
I just watched Pan's Labyrinth.
Oh, that's nice.
The legend speaks of the lost soul of a princess from another world who will one day be reborn.
Yeah, it's a beautiful movie. It just brought out the best in storytelling. It was a wonderful story.
It's a Spanish movie.
Yeah,
what's the Spanish title?
Laberinto del Fono.
Yeah, see? So stylo.
Oh, wait.
Huh?
I forgot to say the.
Oh.
El Laberinto del Fono.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
See? Fail Spanish.
Yeah, and it's got this little girl acting in it.
Yeah.
Her name is what? Ivana Baquero.
Yeah, no, but that's the actress. But the actual character is Olivia, isn't it?
No, it's Ophelia.
Ophelia.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she's is set in 1940.
I think it was the Second World War.
Yes, 40-something.
Yeah, 1944.
In Spain.
Yep, in Spain.
Civil War.
It was the aftermath of World War II. Well, just before World War II, since 1944.
The fascist Spanish soldiers.
It was like mountain guerrillas versus the Spanish army.
Yeah, those were the you know, rebellion, you know, like Star Wars.
Star Wars. We are geeks.
And she finds a labyrinth.
Well,
and meets Pan.
Yeah, this. What?
Yeah, Pan, why isn't it Pan's labyrinth? And it's sort of like two stories happening at once, right? On the one hand, it's her adventures.
It's a fairy tale.
Yeah, it's a horror movie. Actually, it was called a horror movie by Del Toro, who is the director.
Guillermo del Toro.
Oh, I'm sorry. So atas.
Yeah, he's but Guillermo Guillermo del Toro has also done movies like
Hellboy. Yeah,
we are geeks.
Yeah, we are geeks. So he you know, he says it's a horror movie, and it is frightening in a different way. It's not that there are monsters going. There are monsters.
It's not the boo. Ah!
Yeah, but it's like the horror actually happens in real life.
Yeah, the scary part is actually seeing some of the characters do the things they do.
Yeah, man. So there are two things happening. One is she's like meeting all this, the fantasy world, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is, you know, the lab in the labyrinth.
She's kind of like given a series of tasks, like
She's supposed to be a princess.
Yeah.
Right. From this land, faraway land, and in real life, she is the daughter of a woman who is supposed to have be carrying the child.
Of
a very evil
officer.
Yeah, a very evil fascist Spanish dude, you know, soldier.
Yeah.
Officer. And he's evil. The dude's really evil. I mean,
if you watch the movie, you'll totally understand what we're talking about.
Oh, man, yeah, you gotta watch it. Because, you know, the horror. I didn't expect it to be this good, to be honest. I thought it was like, you know, okay lah, you know, foreign movie lah, yeah, got the special effect lah.
As long as got subtitles, can read.
Got moron, got morons, got monster.
There were some morons in the theater.
Is it?
Not pretty much in the movie, but in the theater.
In the movie, the theater you went. What happened?
Well, they were making fun.
Mm.
Oh, basically, I think they didn't understand why the movie was so dark.
Not because they were in the cinema.
Not dark as in no light lah.
Oh, okay.
Dark as in the content was very.
Mm.
Not very happy. Well, not what you would expect from a
fairy
children's
tale.
Story or a fairy tale.
Well,
Well,
they obviously didn't get it, though.
No.
And they laughed.
They laughed.
How could they laugh?
I don't know. It's Jeez. More. If I tell you more, I'm giving away the story.
Yeah, but it is a good story. It really is. And you should go and catch it somehow or other. Pan's Labyrinth. On the lighter note, we watch Snakes on a Plane on DVD.
You know all those security scenarios we ran? I'm smack in the middle of one we didn't think of.
Yeah, Snakes on a Plane.
Yeah, yeah. I was in San Diego in July in 2006 when they were promoting the heck out of that movie at the San Diego Comic Con.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I went to the booth and everything. We got a lot of souvenirs. And
did you get to meet Samuel?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was an interesting booth to visit and we got a lot of like nice freebies. Snakes on a Plane is a movie that doesn't take itself seriously. If you haven't watched it at the cinema...
It's out on DVD.
Yeah, go get it. It's fun.
Yeah, now you can rent DVDs from like gramophone.
Yeah, it's cool. And, you know, movie's a romp. You know, it's a silly, silly movie. Snakes on a Plane. That's basically what the movie's about. Effects are great. On the extras...
Can I just add?
Okay.
Sexually charged snakes on a plane.
I know. Horny snakes. That's basically what happened. You know, they're horny snakes. And... the extras were fun. There was like a section where the bloggers who hyped up the movie online were featured talking about it.
Oh, you saw that bit. I haven't seen that.
I've seen it. I saw that. That was a bit sad, like, to kind of say, guys are geeks. You're so geek. But I would have done the same thing myself. And then they had the cool one was they showed the effect, right? The how they did the snakes.
How they did the snakes?
The special effects. Like how they modeled the snakes in CGI. Wow, that was really nice. That was a good extra to watch. Oh. For geeks like us.
Yeah. We like extras.
Yeah, yeah. And heck, you got Samuel Jackson. Can't go wrong.
Mace Windu.
Yeah, the man. So, dumb movie lah, but you know, don't go in expecting Shakespeare. It's just Snakes on a Plane.
And a lot of it is very cliche in terms of the scenes that you will see on an airplane.
Yeah, but show man. Like, just to see the snake, like, eat people's balls.
Hey, yeah, and it's got that guy from the big black guy. Oh, I'm not allowed to say black. African-American comedian.
Okay. It's okay, we are clueless Singaporeans, you're allowed to say that. Which comedian?
Kenan Thompson.
Really?
Yeah.
It's
the guy from Good Burger.
Oh, is it?
And if you remember from ages ago, like the Mighty Ducks, he was a little kid.
Oh, Mighty Duck. Wow, he's grown up.
Yeah, and he's on Saturday Night Live and stuff.
Oh, I haven't seen him lately.
Doing pretty well for himself.
Oh, wow. Okay, so Snakes on a Plane, go and watch it. It's a dumb movie, but it's fun.
Got
it's
eye
good.
Candy.
Yeah, and you know, it's got Samuel Jackson. That's all. That's
and
all
got eye candy.
And Samuel Jackson.
And snakes.
Yeah.
And sporks.
On the plane.
Sporks on the plane.
Speaking of dumb movies, I also watched Talladega Nights.
Get something fast, we're going now.
Uh-oh. Yep, I'm flying through the air. This is not good.
The Ballad of Ricky and Bobby.
Yeah, it's a racing movie. Again.
No, I think the Americans would deny that it's a racing movie.
Oh man, it's the dumb movie. It's about NASCAR.
NASCAR. Right?
And Ricky Bobby is a dumb fella, a dumb jock who can drive very well. It's got a dumb story, but it's funny. It's got Borat in it.
It does.
Sasha.
Oh yeah, yeah, Sasha Baron Cohen. Yeah.
And he's hilarious as the French rebel.
Do you know why I came to America, Ricky Bobby?
The rebel.
There was one scene where...
He's a driving rebel.
Yeah, they compared, like, he told the Americans the French are better because... What did they invent? We invented ménage à trois. And he listed a couple other stuff. We invented freedom, he said, you know. And and liberty and ménage à trois. And then, like, the Americans were, we invented the missionary position. I love that line. That's the kind of humor you can expect from Talladega Nights.
Hey, okay? it's
Will Ferrell.
I'm going to say Colin Ferrell for some reason.
No, wrong Ferrell, man.
Wrong Ferrell.
Totally wrong Ferrell. So, Will Ferrell.
Yeah, but just a warning. It's not entirely a kid for kids movie.
No. You don't let your kids watch this one because it's a bit like...
There's some language that...
And then like, yeah, language.
And disrespect to the older generation who are about to retire.
A lot, yeah. And then also a gay theme, which...
The gay theme.
No, not that kind of gay theme. It's a gay theme.
Oh, the theme.
Yes. Because, Borat I keep calling him Barrett because that's the only way I can remember him.
You could call him Ali G.
Ali, yeah, Ali G.
Yaman.
He's a French racer, right? And he has a boyfriend. Keeps the two of them like, you know, getting all smoochy.
Getting their croissants together.
Yeah, the croissants. Yeah. So, you have been warned. So that's Talladega Nights. Cool. Another dumb movie I recently watched was Dead or Alive, the DVD.
They're the ultimate fighters.
Welcome to the world's greatest martial arts tournament, DOA.
They've got the looks.
It's very sad, though, I tell you. I borrowed it, and it wasn't even widescreen. It was like... It wasn't a widescreen version.
Captioned.
No, it was a smaller one, a cropped version.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So
did that limit your level?
No, I still saw all the
bounciness.
Dead or Alive is a movie about, if you case you have been living under a rock, it's a computer game on Xbox and Xbox 360. Yeah. It features like babes fighting.
With volleyballs.
Well, they have two games, right?
Yeah.
First, it was a fighting game.
Let's just go ahead and get this over with. My raft, my rules. Whoever falls in the water first loses.
Yeah, and then they had this other game.
Yeah, which is...
Volleyball.
Volleyball.
Playing volleyball. You want in?
Yeah, let's play.
Because the fighting game, the draw of the game, entire purpose of existence was so that you could see the fighters... The physics of bouncing breasts. And the better you fought... The less clothes you could have because, you know,
really?
I've noticed that you unlock more and more like costumes for your character.
You unlock the nudity.
It's not nudity, it never gets nude, but, you know, it gets skimpier, basically. Mm. Not that I've been there, like, because I'm not a very good fighting game person, but I've seen
people.
But you
were kick ass at volleyball.
Yeah, and then there's the volleyball version of the game, Dead or Alive. And in this movie, they basically covered both. They pretty much had a no story.
No story, a lots of eye candy.
And a lot of fighting.
Lots of boobage.
Yeah, boobage is a good word. And they just fight. And just, every excuse they can show the bouncing babes. It's got Devon Aoki.
The one with the funny face.
Yeah, funny face.
The one who looks like...
Yeah, the one in... What was the other movie she was first famous for? The Too Fast, Too Furious.
Too Fast, Too Furious. And then she was
Japanese,
in...
The Japanese girl, model.
Sin City.
Oh, yeah. Mm. She wasn't too bad there, but here she was supposed to be pretty and all, but, she was supposed to be a shinobi princess. But Dead or Alive is also good if you just like the game and you want to just see how they
rendered it. And if you have, an hour and a half to waste,
I have to say, it was better than Street Fighter.
Hey!
The one with Van Damme.
Hey, it had Kylie Minogue in it.
No, look, Chun-Li.
Very wrong.
Ming Na Wen. Okay.
Yeah.
It just negates everything you just said.
Raul Julia.
No. Ming Na Wen.
Hey, Raul Julia died in the show.
Yeah, but Ming Na Wen.
Oh, he died making the show too.
Chun-Li.
Okay. Fat okay. Thighs. You win.
Okay, fat thighs.
But in
the Cheongsam, cannot make it. No, it was bad. Okay, so it's better than Street Fighter if you need a point of reference for Dead or Alive.
Was it better than Mario Brothers?
Better.
Okay.
Not too bad. On par with Doom.
There we go with Dwayne Johnson and Sarge.
The Rock in the other movie. We'll talk about that when we watch it. What else have you watched? You watched The Host, you told me the other day.
Yeah, it's a
forum. Forum film.
Forum
film.
Flimmer.
Yeah.
It's a Korean movie
uh-huh.
about tentacly things that like to snatch people and eat them.
Okay, you're talking about monsters here, right? It's not a Korean porn movie, right?
No, it's not hentai.
Okay. Actually, it's very deceiving because on the cover, it looks like a horror movie.
Yeah.
But it's a monster flick.
And it has a token angmo man.
Ah, got token
angmo. Just like angmo movie, got token Asian guy.
And the angmo man is bad.
Yeah.
He's a bad guy.
Mr. Kim, formaldehyde. Dirty formaldehyde. Pour him into the sink.
Okay, basically the story behind The Host is very simple. Like the river is polluted with chemicals.
Created by society.
Society. Scientists.
It's always a reflection on our own...
Pollution. Then, inside, mutate.
Mm-hmm.
Then kind of monster.
Giant sotong-like thing.
Giant fish-like sotong.
If you've seen the trailers, you know what I'm talking
about. Fish with legs. It's not really sotong. It's a giant fish with legs.
It looks like a sotong also, lah.
Okay, it's a giant squid fish with legs.
Okay.
But it's pretty scary. And...
Especially when it looks at you.
Yeah. It's uneven as a movie. It's not like...
Yeah, I found that...
Pace-wise.
It's like they can be fighting in one scene, you know, like, then bsh, bsh, and then
drama.
Why do you have to go now?
Then next moment, comedy.
Yeah.
The dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. They were like, is this a comedy action show or is this a drama?
Well, I haven't watched a lot of Korean drama serials, so I don't really know.
No, this
format.
Is unusual. This is unusual. This okay. is a, but I don't think, you know, you should fault it because it wasn't trying to be anything. I think it was just a fun movie to watch. And it didn't try to be drama. It didn't try to be high tech.
Yeah.
It didn't try to be a total comedy either. Just accept it for what it is. The monster is very cool.
Yes, it was.
If you watch the extras...
And the young girl who acted in it was brilliant.
Also very good. The young actress in it was very good.
Actually, there were a few young actresses in there.
But the lead.
The lead, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Good stuff.
Her name was...
You can't pronounce it. Like, we try. Yeah.
Hey, wait. Which one? Because everybody's name is Park something.
It's Miss Park. But she's a good actress. You see her on the cover. That's the girl. She acts very well
in
the movie.
Yeah, I think it's...
The monster fish also, with legs, also acted very well. And the extras were good. So, unusual.
I never knew tentacles had so much physics.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Slimy somehow. They had to do slimy. Okay. But watch The Host. It's quite good. It's fun.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, what else did we watch? I watched...
Are you saying Confessions of Pain?
Ah, yes. That's the most recent show I watched.
Since we're on an Asian movie.
Asian. Yeah. Since we're talking about like foreign film, Asian film. Confessions of Pain in Chinese is Sang... Chen, like City of Pain.
Sang Chen Ro.
No, not Sang Chen Ro. Sang Chen.
I want you to help me check my father's case. Actually, it's like we're doing a murder case. There's 90 cases, 90 possibilities. You really need to spend time to find
the in Cantonese, which this Hong Kong movie is,
yes.
Xiong-seng.
Which roughly translates to Confessions of Pain.
No, no, it's City of Pain, actually.
But you just love that, you know, all the
it doesn't
Hong Kong
well.
Movies and all the titles never translate to what the English title is.
Mm. I say that this is something you really have to watch.
Mm-hmm.
It stars Tony Leung.
And Takeshi Kaneshiro for all the female listeners out there.
Oh, yeah. Okay, handsome dude. But, okay, despite having Takeshi Kaneshiro, the movie was good. And he acted credibly. He got Su Qi also, and Chapman To. But Tony Leung.
Tony Leung, he is the man.
The single reason
to watch
this movie. He really acted really, really well. And basically, it's about two cop friends who are investigating the murder of... Tony Leung is the chief of homicide, and Takeshi Kaneshiro is...
Chief of homicide. Does he go around killing people?
No. He's chief of the police department that investigates homicide.
Okay.
And then Takeshi is his kakia, his men.
Understudy.
Yeah, one of his men. Yeah. But he quits to become a PI because,
Magnum.
His own, girlfriend died. And he cannot take it. Takeshi cannot take it. So he broods a lot. And then he leaves and becomes PI.
Yes, it's then, Takeshi Kaneshiro in another brooding role.
Yeah, he's very broody. But then Tony Leung, his father-in-law, dies, murdered. And then he gets Takeshi to help to investigate the
Which
case.
Which would never happen in an Ang Mo movie.
No, never. Mm. But this is really powerful stuff because, tension, man, I tell you. As they uncover who the murderer is, as Takeshi dwells deeper and deeper.
Tension.
And then got Su Qi.
Token eye candy?
Yeah, he was just eye candy in a way, really, she was. But Tony Leung was like, just tour de force, man. You sit down there, like, he just look at the screen, his eyes, that's it, you know, acting, drama.
What?
Power. this is how Tony Leung acts. You can see he's gotten old, though.
Yeah, fair enough. He's been around a long time as a professional actor. Yeah.
But I love him, man. He's a man. I mean, I love him not in that way, but, yeah.
Hey, no more gay theme,
Okay, no gay theme. Oh. This doesn't have. But yeah, this is a See What Show highly recommended movie.
Chop plus stem.
Chop plus stem. I would say Confession of Pain is a 5-peanut movie.
Mm.
Yeah. So See What Show recommendation. Actually, Pan's Labyrinth was also a 5-peanut movie.
Definitely.
Yep. So that's Confession of Pain. You heard it here. Very good to watch. Please watch. Very heavy, yeah. Dark, very dark.
Very dark.
Mm,
dark. Turn on the light.
Watch it, you must turn on the light. And I think the last movie we're going to kind of leave you guys with is accepted.
When every college turned him down.
You want to have a happy and successful life? Go to college.
He made one up.
Welcome to the South Harmon Institute of Technology.
What the hell was that?
Accepted.
Yeah, it's an American high school movie.
It's got that kid who used to act on Ed, who's now like a little bit older.
Older. His name is, what's his name? Justin Long. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. With a name like that, I could say many things.
Justin Long. Justin Long. Accepted is a movie about this high school like fella.
Well, he didn't get accepted to the place where he wanted
to
go.
So he bluffed his parents that he got into this other university called the South Harmon Institute of Technology, or SHIT.
Yeah.
SHIT. And, you know, he creates a website and everything.
And basically fools everybody into believing it's a real school.
And when he goes to the school, into the building, you know, to decorate it, because he has to show his parents that he actually went to a decent place, right? It was actually a former mental institute. They converted it into made it look like a proper campus. Then what happens is, of course, as all these comedies go, people apply. The other people who were not accepted, you know, like misfits and all that, apply and get in.
With typical comedies, it'll just, one mistake snowballs into a big mistake.
Yeah. So, you know, they suddenly realize they have to accept these people who have applied, and their computer software on, you know, the website that they created accepted them. So they took their money, and basically the students get to learn anything they like. So it's just a silly movie.
I want
movie.
A school like that.
Yeah, but it's fun. It was it was lighthearted fun. You know, it's not dark at all.
And with all your typical teenage coming of age, high school to college.
Yeah, it's better.
There is your fair share of eye candy.
It's not as good as American Pie, the first one, but it's better than John Tucker.
American Pie 3.
Well, yeah, anything is better than American Pie 3.
Everything is better than John Tucker Must Die.
John Tucker Must Die was bad. I'll rant about that another day, but Accepted is better than John Tucker Must Die, but not as good as American Pie. I would say it's a 3 peanut movie.
No lah, I think I give it 2.
Accepted?
Yeah.
For you 2, for me 3.
So 2.5.
Not for kids, huh?
Not for kids, definitely not for kids.
So that's the Accepted DVD. Fun.
Accepted.
So that's the See What Show for this week.
Yep, and next week we intend to bring you more movies.
Yeah, man. We are movie, TV, and DVD freaks here, so don't worry. We give you the lowdown, man.
The lowdown and the upside.
Listen to See What Show podcast. You can get the See What Show podcast at seewhatshow.com. Very easy to remember.
Seewhatshow.com.
And you can also subscribe to our feed. There's a feed URL, which is feeds.feedburner.com/seewhatshow. Add that to your iTunes. It's not that long. It's just feeds.feedburner.com/seewhatshow. Yeah. You can go to the site seewhatshow.com anyway. The feed URL is there. You can add to your iTunes, or you can subscribe via email. There's also an email subscription box in the About page.
Cool.
Yeah. So we'll see you again. This is Mr. Brown
and Steve
signing off from See What Show, our very first episode. We'll see you again next week.
What am I supposed to say now?
Bye.
Oh. Bye.
Bye.